The following presentation is brought to you by the Pride of ODU, the official NIL collective of Old Dominion Athletics. Be a monarchist. Join the Pride.
Welcome back, Monarch Nation. We've got episode 2 of season 2 of In the Lion's Den. And today we've got Mikey Eberle and Evan Watt giving Coach Tennant a break this week. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. Great to be here.
All right, so welcome to the ODU Monarchist. Mikey, you've been here for 4 years. You played before Tennant was head coach and now under Tennant. How was that transition?
The transition was actually very smooth. It was obviously it's different, a lot of different stuff going on, but the fact that Tennant was here with Dawson and was coaching us long before, you know, it actually switched to head coach, it was very smooth. I mean, it was basically, he kept the same playing style, the same, all that stuff. So it was nice. It was very easy to switch to that.
And Evan, I'll ask you kind of a similar question. Mm-hmm. What drew you to play for Coach Tennant in Old Dominion?
You know, obviously the transfer portal is tough, but when I got down here, coaches, they really make it feel like home when you come down here. And obviously, the facilities are all great. All the guys are good. So all that drew me to ODU. And yeah.
All right. So, see, Mikey, you've been here for 4 years. Your second year. Any big changes from last year to this year now that it's Tennant's second full year at the helm?
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, last year we had a lot of good pieces, but with a lot of new guys coming in, you know, coach's first year, you're still figuring out what to do sometimes, you know, certain guys develop in different places. And then this year, I feel like with a lot of returners, we know what to expect, we know what to do. And then you add in the transfers and the freshmen in there with who have a lot of talent. It's more of a smoother transition for them when we know our identity on the field.
Yeah. And if I can add on to that real quick, we had a spring last year, or last spring, we didn't lose a game, got scored on one time. I haven't had a spring like that since I've been here in 4 years. You know, we've had hiccups every spring. We've had tough losses to teams we should never lose to. But last year, we finally put together a good spring. And with all these guys coming back, it was really good to see that we got those guys and we did well. So really excited for this fall.
So Tennant likes to talk about the culture and the mentality that he's looking for in a player. If you had to think of the identity of ODU soccer for 2025, what would it be?
That's a good one. A word I would probably use is tough, intense. All of our practices, it's 100%. I mean, no matter what we're doing, if it's something simple, complicated, I mean, everyone we've got, no matter if it's the best thing that they're at, best, or they're doing their best at it, but it's 100% every time. So intense.
Yeah, I agree. And then to add on to that, like you see a lot of teams trying to, even the last game against Longwood, they're trying to, you know, bop it around us, pass through us. That's not necessarily who we are. Of course, we're going to keep the ball, but with purpose, we're going to make passes and then try and break them down through that, as well as, you know, our intensity defensively, being structured, organized, pressing them, creating transition opportunities to score. So I think those things are our identity.
Yeah, that intensity goes along with things that we've heard Tennant say in the past, like competitiveness, yeah, being tough. And you guys both played at competitive programs before you got here, growing up in VDA and Pennsylvania Classics. Talk about like your early days of soccer when you were like little Mikey and little Evan, and kind of that foundation bringing you to where you are now.
Yeah, I think when, like for me specifically at PA Classics, like you grow up just like learning the game. You're not necessarily, the coaches aren't digging into you about being tough on the field. They're more just developing you as a soccer player. And then the older you get, the more the toughness comes out. And then even my first 2 years of college, it wasn't preached as much as it is here. And you just see like a different side of yourself come out. And I think it really changes how you are on the field. And I think it's been a positive for me.
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, obviously it was a high level that we played at before here, but coming here it's a huge wake up call. You know, you've got that first practice, you make a mistake, Tennant kind of gets into you, you know, and you're like, whoa, like I didn't realize I really got to be up here, you know, and he really brings that out of us, and it's good.
So growing up, there's got to be a moment where you're like, I love this game. What was it about soccer that you, like, clicked for you where you're like, this is my sport?
I think for me, it was my family because, you know, my dad's from England, so obviously he's pushing me to play soccer. But then my brother, seeing my brother grow up playing soccer at a high level pushed me to want to do that as well. But yeah, it was, it's never easy growing up trying to make it. You go through tough stages. I remember I used to play forward when I was younger, U13, U14, and then hit a growth spurt and you have to transition to center back, which is what I did. So I think it's similar for Mike. He might have made the opposite switch, but yeah.
Yeah, I actually used to play center back and defender my whole life up until I was sophomore, junior in high school, and then I switched to forward, and now that, I mean, that's what I'm doing here. And I don't know if there's necessarily a moment where I was like, this is what I want to do, but just the over time, how much like my mom and dad have put into me being able to play this at a high level. And my brother also played. He played at William & Mary right down the road. So that's obviously, whenever we play them, that's a huge game for me. I love beating them. We haven't lost to them since I've been here. So I mean, we play them this year. Hopefully we keep that up. But yeah, my family just supporting me and stuff like that has really helped me along.
So both older brothers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How was that growing up with those guys? I imagine that they're probably giving it to you pretty hard.
Yeah, not easy. Yeah, it's not easy, but it's also, you benefit so much from it. Like you learn so much about everything. Like I would just, you know, you growing up playing with his friends, you just get that competitive side of things every sport. So yeah, it's good. Good fun.
All right, play styles. So obviously Tenet's style is still new to Old Dominion fans, and we're trying to grow this fan base so we can get more people in the stands. If you had to tell someone that's never been to an OD soccer game how you play and how the team plays, how would you describe that?
That's good. Go ahead.
All right, for me, I would say as a central defender, you know, you want to be the big, strong guy at the back, make good tackles, win your headers, but also try to create things from the back, slip people in, play good passes through lines. That's what I try to do. But as a team, I think we're fun to watch because there's a lot of high-intensity moments. You know, the game could just be, you know, soccer sometimes is a slow game, just passing it around, and then just like that, we could be out and have a goal-scoring opportunity, and that's always fun for fans. Yeah,
and another thing to look forward to for the fans for this year, we've got a lot of new recruits who are a lot of very good athletes, and anything can happen at any time. We take the ball and we go. We've got a lot of guys who can make something really special happen. So
also, we also have some of the best teams in the country coming to play us here. We got Marshall, UCF, Kentucky. Those are all powerhouse schools, big schools that it'll be a good game, but it should draw a nice crowd. It should be a fun competitive game.
Yeah, Mike, you weren't kidding. I mean, those who were out here the other night saw how quickly you guys can score goals. You guys put two in really quickly.
Absolutely. I mean, that's how soccer is sometimes as well. I mean, as soon as we get the momentum, don't expect us to get just one. We're going to get a couple, and hopefully we keep a clean sheet. You know, it's up to this guy and our defenders, which we've got the same back line and goalie as last year, which is always huge, you know, for chemistry and to help that. It's good.
Tenet had mentioned that, Mikey, that you've played multiple positions over the years, primarily an attacking player, but you're going to feature mostly this year up top as a center forward. Mm-hmm. Talk about that. Is that a change in mentality?
Yeah, it's me and Tenet have gotten pretty close over the years, you know, being coached by him. And I've been used in a lot of different ways in my time here as kind of a utility guy, kind of a winger, a forward. And we've sat down and had some conversations, and this is where we think that I'm my best at, is playing forward where I can be in front of goal and I can get some shots off. And I'm really excited to have this year to focus on that and get my reps in at that position, and it should be exciting.
All right, this one's for you, Evan. Mm-hmm. Back line, all back, and you have the fantastic Statham behind you. Obviously, you guys were fantastic on defense last year. You pushed Marshall to the limit, one of the best teams in the country. What's it like having a guy like that behind you, knowing he's got your back?
Yeah, it makes my mindset and the rest of the back line more confident to do things higher up the field. You know, when you know the keeper behind you can pull off saves like Michael does, Stace, it just, I want to go into a tackle that I might hold off another time because I don't want to get beaten behind, but I know he's there. And then also, in possession, especially, he's so good with his feet. So he basically just, you add another guy to our back line, it makes it so much easier to build out, find players higher up the field. So he just makes it so much easier for us.
All right, let's talk about class a little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've got a business management major and a finance major, mm-hmm. Sitting next to each other. Hopefully you guys play the game for a very long time. But once you put that ball away, what's the future look like for you guys?
I think for me, maybe something in financial management. My dad's a financial advisor. My brother is about to be one. He's working at a finance firm. So probably somewhere in there. I'm not exactly sure yet. I haven't really put my options together yet. But yeah.
Yeah, and then for me, this past year I've been taking quite a few sports management classes as well as that business management side. And so obviously I would like to play for a couple of years as long as I can for my soccer career. And then I kind of like to use those connections and people I meet doing that and kind of maybe be an agent or manage a team. Or, I love the NFL. I love the NBA. It doesn't have to be soccer for me, but just I love sports. I've been in and around in my whole life, and that's kind of where I want my career to go.
All right, awesome. Branching off of that, potential pro prospects. This last summer, you guys both spent time in this MLS Developmental League. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about that experience and how you feel moving forward.
Yeah, it was really good. We had two good opportunities with two good pro teams. One, Chattanooga in MLS Next Pro, which is the second division behind MLS, and then Tormenta in Georgia, which is USL 1. But both really competitive teams. I thought we both went down. You're just trying to fit in to start a little bit, but then once you get more comfortable with the guys, you play how you want to play, and then that's where you really get noticed. And it seems like we've got good feedback from the coaches, so hopefully we have some decent options after the season to potentially go pro.
Yeah, it was kind of cool to see where we fit in that pro system. U.S. soccer is a little different than it is overseas and whatnot. There's no relegation. So there's a couple different leagues, USL, MLS Next. You don't really know where the teams are. I didn't really know what to expect going in. But we kind of found out pretty quickly that we belong in that type of environment. And it's like, it's just a matter of if we're playing as well as we are, if we're treating our bodies right. Mm-hmm. And like he said, I thought we both did great. I thought we played well. And hopefully there's more to come for that after we finish our time here.
Now, I want to branch off of that just quickly. We know this coaching staff all has professional soccer in their background. How have the training and the practices prepared you for that experience?
Very well. I mean, the differences in training here and there and over the summer weren't very big at all. I mean, it was the quality of the players. Everyone was at a very high standard. Everyone's a high standard here. And I mean, there wasn't much difference at all, in my opinion.
But. Yeah, I agree. The coaches here make sure we keep a high standard, and the players, we expect a high standard for each other, just like the pro setting. And I think we fit in well at those trainings because of what we're used to here.
We want to go with some fun questions before we let them close out with their message for Monarch Nation.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
All right. I'm going to ask you guys the same question I asked Tennant last week. It's a two-part question. Mm-hmm. All right. I am a novice student of the game. I'm trying to learn. I haven't watched on TV much. All right. So my two-part question. The first one is, am I like a soccer simp for watching Welcome to Wrexham, enjoying it, and kind of following those guys a little bit? The second one is Ted Lasso, smash or trash?
I love them both. I've seen both, and I really like both. I think Welcome to Wrexham's great. Rob and Ryan, they're awesome. They're funny. They didn't know much about the game before, and then now they know everything, so it's cool to see them grow the team, that is. And then Ted Lasso is just hilarious. I love it.
Ted Lasso is great. Both my parents, my dad grew up in Missouri, played football. My mom grew up in Maine, was a swimmer, and did the violin a little bit. Both knew nothing about soccer, loved Ted Lasso. I mean, I sit there and watch it with them. It's kind of a connect for us to watch, so it's good. I love it.
I also think there's a lot more documentaries to watch that are also just as good as Welcome to Wrexham. You got Sunderland, Leeds was really good. Man City, when they won the treble, was unreal. So yeah, there's a lot of good soccer films.
All right, we teased this before we started. Cheat meals.
cheat meals.
You want to go first?
Yeah, I guess I'll start off. Tenet's not going to like this one. But especially after games, you know, after I've got the good hard work in and I feel good, especially after a good win, I'll do all my recovery stuff. And then, you know, I might go to Taco Bell, get a couple chicken quesadillas, maybe a Baja Blast if I'm feeling really good about the game. But, yeah, Taco Bell is my cheat meal.
Well, I've got a specific order for you guys. I got Chick-fil-A. We got just the Chick-fil-A sandwich meal, no pickles, with fries. And then you got mac and cheese, and then three tenders, and then about three to four Chick-fil-A sauces, and then a lemonade.
So Chick-fil-A sauce.
Chick-fil-A sauce, need it.
Was it best football? Sauce. We were told Polynesian was it.
No. That was Ricardo, right? He said it's the only choice.
No, it's Chick-fil-A sauce.
Chick-fil-A sauce is the best sauce ever made.
I grew up in Fredericksburg for high school. That's where it was developed.
Oh, yeah?
What? They used to sell it in mason jars.
Wow. And you had it when it was in mason jars?
Yeah. Because you couldn't get it.
Yeah.
I went to school at Tennessee and then Old Dominion. Uh-huh. And they didn't have it there. And so my mom would send me mason jars in the mail so I could get Chick-fil-A with my Chick-fil-A.
Is it still the same? Has it changed at all?
Well, now that it's packaged and they sold the recipe to the national.
But it tastes
brand.
The same?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
And my brother-in-law has the recipe.
Wow.
Because he worked there.
You're going to have to put that on the website. You get a whole bunch of hits.
To talk to him, man.
Let's talk to you after this interview. Yeah.
All right, training. You guys got to... This game, it's physical. Folks that early watch don't realize how physical the game of soccer is. So you got to get in the weight room, all right?
Yep.
So when you're ready to get pumped up, what's that song that you're turning on?
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
What's yours? I've been listening to, I don't know if you guys, it's called Tom's Diner recently. It's the artist, he's not American. I don't know. You know what I'm talking about? No. It's like, I don't know. You'll have to.
I don't know, but I'm going to look it up.
But it's a great little piece. I like it a lot.
I'm a big Travis Scott fan. Yeah. So, one of his...
Astroworld.
Yeah, something from Astroworld. I love a Houston Fornication, a Butterfly Effect. There aren't like crazy hype-up songs, but I don't know. Just gets me right.
All right. You still with fun?
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we asked this to the football players. Zombie apocalypse. You get to pick three teammates to fight the horde with. Who are you picking and why?
I'll go first.
Yeah, you can do your three and then I'll do mine.
All right. Mikey. I think like he is. He's,
it's a good pick.
He's an outdoorsman. He's got good survival instincts, I think. Jet, I think he'd just be a good fighter. Mm-hmm. Like, he's big.
Big guy.
Big guy. And then Stapes. He's probably good. And then he can grab a gun. Yeah. Good hunter.
Yeah, he loves good hunting. He's English and he loves to hunt. Yeah. It's a funny combo.
He's the one that Tennant said he thinks he's a redneck.
Yes. Carhartt jeans. Yeah. Boots, man. He loves it. He loves fishing. He loves the game, man. He loves it.
Yeah, definitely those three. Yeah. I guarantee I won't be on your list.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. Spent too much time.
Yeah.
So do I include myself in the three? Or
you're already part of the three.
Just me.
So you get three more.
All right. For my three, it's going to be Barrett Saul, Alex Krajicevic. He's Russian. I can't pronounce his name right. And my last one is going to be Michael Stace as well. I mean, I feel like he's shot some deer. I think he can hunt well. And then the other two, Alex and Barrett, are just funny guys, and I feel like I'd have a great time while the world was ending. But that's my answer.
All right, my last one's going to be, if Tennant was coaching another team on this campus, couldn't be soccer, which team is he coaching, and how's it going to go?
My first instinct is football.
Yeah, I think he'd be like a linebacker coach or something for the football team.
Like, what would he say?
I don't know. Just go tackle.
It'd be funny because you don't see his accent coaching American football guys. It'd probably be like, what's this guy talking about? But he loves getting in with us and winning headers and coming through us, playing with us. So I'm sure he would love the physical side of American football.
Yeah.
And we learned last year he's a big Bengals fan.
Is he?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. Wow.
Interesting.
Learn something new every day. All right. I wanted to ask you this. It's more about the team. So, obviously, you guys have a mixture of foreign players and American players. But this offseason, we added a lot of guys from where you're from, Northern Virginia.
Absolutely.
How is it to be like the older Nova guy welcoming all these other guys in?
It's really cool. I mean, my first couple of years, it was a lot of internationals on this team. You know, it was kind of scary coming in. You see all these older international guys, and it's kind of hard to fit in. But now we've got all these guys who I've known, this guy Nino, who's a new guy, Nino Maldonado. I played with his older brother, Barrett, who came from West Virginia, who is from my area. I played with him growing up at VDA, and it's super cool to see all these guys coming in, and I think they see me, and we're from the same club, and they see this path, and it's awesome to have all these guys in here. It's nice.
And then for you, similar thing, but with all these international and American players kind of intermingling, how does that go? Is there language barriers? Is there culture barriers?
I don't think there's barriers at all, to be honest. I think once you get on the field, everything clicks, and you're all doing the same thing for the same thing, same goal, and then off the field, it just, you click, and you become friends with everyone. I don't think where you're from has anything to do with how we treat each other, how our friendships go, so I think it's good.
We could go all night, but we don't want to get anybody in trouble. I think we can leave it with you guys. What's your message to Monarch Nation?
And your families.
Of course.
We got to shout out mom and dad, right? Yeah.
Shout out mom, dad, my brother John. I know he's going to love that. Loves hearing his name.
mom, dad, Gavin, Zach, Charlie.
But to Monarch Nation, we got our home opener on Thursday, GW at 7 o'clock, and we need you guys there for support. We hope to start the season strong, and we want you guys there.
So. I think this is the furthest along I've seen a team be at this early in the season. So I think, you know, if we keep working hard, I think there's a lot of special things to happen with this group. I think we can make a serious run at, you know, the Sun Belt NCAA tournament. Yeah.
Love it. Evan, Mikey, thanks for coming on. Go Monarchs.
Yeah, go Monarchs.
Go Monarchs. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.